political developments in which he himself has neither interest nor investment might yet be of value to others, and he is perfectly content to allow them to indulge themselves. Such contemplation happily consumes the time needed to prepare his chocolate, for here comes the waiter already, and soon all is neatly arranged in front of him. Cup, saucer, spoon, napkin, the elements of ritual as important as the beverage itself. Solomon Dortmund, eyes closed, takes a sip, and for one tiny moment is transported to his childhood. Few who knew him then would recognize him now. That robust child, the roly-poly infant, is now stooped and out of sync with the world. In his black coat and antique Homburg, whiskers sprouting from every visible orifice, he resembles an academic whose subject has been rendered otiose. A figure of fun to those who don't know him, and he is aware of that and regards it as one of life's better jokes. He takes another sip. This is not heaven, this is not perfection, but it is a small moment of pleasure in a world more commonly disposed to pain, and is to be treasured. Sated for the moment, he resumes his inspection of the room. To his left, by the window, is a young blonde woman, and Solomon allows his gaze to linger on her, for this young woman is very attractive in today's idiom, beautiful in Solomon's own, for Solomon is too old to pay heed to the ebb and flow of linguistic fashion, and he knows beauty when he sees it. The young woman is sorting through correspondence, which gives Solomon a little flush of pleasure, for who today, young or old, sorts through correspondence? 90% of what drops through his own letterbox is junk, the other 10% mere notifications of one sort or another, meter readings, interest rates, nothing requiring a response. But this young lady has a number of envelopes in front of her. Brown envelopes of the size codified as C5. Solomon Dortmund knows his stationery. Job applications? He dabs his lips with his napkin. He enjoys these little excursions into the lives of others, the raising of unanswerable questions. He has solved, or reconciled himself to, all the puzzles his own life is likely to throw at him. Other people's remain a source of fascination. Glimpses of their occupations are overheard prayers, doors left ajar on mysterious existences. He returns to his chocolate, slowing down his intake, because endings should never be hurried. Once more he surveys the room. The young woman has gathered her things together, is standing, preparing to leave. A man enters, his attention on his mobile phone. Through the momentarily open door intrude the mid-morning sounds of Marylebone High, a passing taxi, a skirl of laughter, the rumble of London. And Solomon can see what is about to happen as surely as if he were reading the scene on a page. The brief moment of impact, the startled oomph from the young lady, an equally surprised ung from the man, a scattering of envelopes, the sudden monopoly of attention. It takes less time to happen than it does to recount. And then the man, fully recovered, is apologizing, the young woman assuring him that the fault is as much hers as his. This is not true. The envelopes are gathered up while the young lady pats at herself, confirming that she still has everything she ought to have, the bag slung over her shoulder, the scarf around her neck. It is done. The stack of envelopes is returned to her with a smile, a nod. There would have been a doffing of a hat, had the props department supplied a hat. A moment later, the man is at a table, busying himself with the buttons on his coat. The young woman is at the door, is through it, is gone. Marylebone High Street has swallowed her up. The morning continues in its unhurried way. And Solomon Dortmund finishes his chocolate, and at length rises and settles his bill, a scrupulous 10% added in coins. To anyone watching, as he heads for the outside world, he is no more than old-fashioned clothing on a stick-like frame, a judgment he would accept without demur. But under the hat, under the coat, under the wealth of whiskers, Solomon carries the memory of tradecraft in his bones, and those bones are rattled.